Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic is shadows. Remember in Psalm 23 that David wrote, King David? He said, "Yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death." Life has a lot of shadows, and sometimes we get into the shadow of the valley of death. And all that really is fear, because it's only a shadow. No, we're not walking in the valley of death. We're walking in the valley of shadows. And I hear the voice of King David, who wrote the Psalm 23, and he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Wow, what a powerful statement. In the midst of sorrow, in the midst of fear and anxiety and worry, to stand up and say, "These are just shadows. I'm in the shadow of the valley of death. I'm not dead, I'm alive." And stand up in that life and proclaim that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. That all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purposes, which is me and you. That you will labor to enter into his rest and believe God that he has your best interest at heart. That's what it is. That's what life and faith is all about. And if you're not doing that, then you're not walking in faith. Every time a difficulty comes, if you cower in the shadows, you failed. You've fallen. And you're living in fear and anxiety and worry and stress. And that's not where your Heavenly Father wants you. He wants you to walk in the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit, that you can stand up. Just like Peter said, he said, you know, the devil, he's seeking the earth, roaming, looking for somebody he can devour. He says, stand up to him, resist him steadfastly in the faith, and he'll flee from you. When you see those scriptures and you see that authority that you have, there's no need to be in the shadows. And if you find yourself there, there's no need to stay there. You stand in the authority of God, and you walk right out of those shadows, away from that fear, away from that anxiety, and rest in God. And when you rest in God, what you're saying is, "Yea, your rod and staff comfort me. You will be there with me." How glorious is that? Thank you, Jesus, for being with me, for forgiving my sins, for giving me strength, and giving me wisdom and a word of knowledge and understanding at the time I need it, that I may be able to walk with you and go on in this life victorious, regardless of what's around me. Regardless of 1,000 fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to stand in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, my Savior. You see that? That's what I want you to do. I want you to walk in his love and his grace. Be the light. Shine the light to the glory of God. And men will see your good works and glorify God. However, some won't. There's always those that won't. There's always those that'll criticize you and knock you down. But regardless, you stand in the authority of God. And you get out of those shadows. Get out of those shadows in the name of Jesus. God bless you and have a great day.